WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary. That's the latest Trump cabinet announcement. Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic and has said he wants to remove fluoride from the nation's drinking water. He doesn't have any medical training. Sony Salzman is coordinating producer of the ABC News medical unit.
The biggest concern that health officials, doctors that we talk to have is regarding the erosion of public trust. A lot of the statements that he makes are completely overblown. They're not based in fact.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has been nominated to be Secretary of the Interior, who would presumably take charge of the administration's stated plans to open federal lands to oil and gas drilling. The Asia-Pacific Economic Forum opening in Peru. It'll be outgoing President Joe Biden's final meeting with the group, which includes leaders of China, Canada, Australia, Japan, and others. The UN Climate Summit, COP29, saying today that Shanghai releases more pollution than any city in the world. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A new program through the Wisconsin Hospital Association is hoping to help address the healthcare workforce shortages facing the state. The program connects local schools and hospitals to give students new opportunities. 30 local hospitals and 23 high schools are taking part in the program. Governor Tony Evers is inviting students and families in Wisconsin to create ornaments celebrating state parks for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree. The theme for this year's tree will be 125 years of Wisconsin state parks. 2025 will mark the 125th anniversary of the state's park system. And a beloved hippopotamus at the Milwaukee County Zoo is dead. Patty, the river hippopotamus, was put to sleep on Sunday. Patty recently turned 55, which is considered extremely old for a hippo. The normal lifespan of a hippo in captivity is about 35 years. Vets say Patty was suffering from a severe stomach ailment.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Some clouds, maybe even a little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today. Our high 53 this afternoon. Tonight 37, tomorrow partly cloudy 55. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy 55, but it does get colder with rain next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:03 on Friday morning. It's starting to get a little bit light out there. Still need a jacket, as you heard Sean Cable say. Here is Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Show, let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on. In violent times, you shouldn't have to sell your soul. In black and white.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:10 on Friday morning. The weather is going to be beautiful today. Partly cloudy, a high of 53 tonight, a low of 37. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly cloudy with a high of 55. Emily, that was Men Without Hats. Safety Dance. That is just a hilarious song.
I know. That's such a great way to start a Friday morning. Honestly, I have super sticky, great memories. And I say sticky because they're some of the ones that just like stay in my my files in my brains about what the things are that stand out in my childhood. Of we had like a rec room basement and we had that on record and we would just freak out as little kids all over the basement dancing to that song. So yeah, I don't, visual or not, that is one of my best memories. That song just makes me happy.
And if you ever watch that video, it's one of the goofiest videos. It's a goofy video. I can't think of a better way to describe it. It's just,
we have laughed about. I've never seen that video. I was clearly making my own dance video at that time in the 80s. So I don't think I ever saw that video. I wasn't a kid who had MTV very much. So like I didn't, was that an MTV one or was that something that came out like later in?
I don't know because I didn't get to, like you, I didn't have MTV. We had the antenna with like five channels or whatever it was growing up.
That's why we're here on the radio. Because that's exactly how we roll. Five channel people.
Yeah. A friend of ours calls it the Farmer's Five from back in the day.
You know, I like that.
It was
great. Like that. I've never heard that.
And we watched, you know, a little bit of TV, but a lot of the stuff that we listened to was on the radio. And I mean, this was a Canadian group and they had that new wave and synth pop band sound out of Montreal, Quebec. And so that was their greatest hit from the 1980s was Safety Dance. And so Wendy and I always go back and forth still to this day. When we hear it on the radio, we will message each other and do that. And we got a good laugh out of that one. And so I literally had the enter button going in my messenger to her this morning with Safety Dance. And she heard two notes of it and I was busted because obviously I knew what was coming up.
Busted. I was busted. I love that. Even though, like, I don't want to get too far in the weeds on this song, but maybe it's obvious. Maybe I just missed the boat. But, like, what are they talking about? Is it just a specific dance or is there more to it?
I've been Googling it here since it was on.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Creating content on the spot. I asked a question. Dave's like, let me find out for you.
You
we
know,
did that with Happy Thursday yesterday, and that got a little long-winded. So we got to be careful out here, man.
Yes, we do. So I will have to look into it, and we'll get back to you on that one. I don't want to get
more on that later.
On that later because, you know, I had to Google as we were talking. So it's up in one of my about 50 tabs I have open. IT guys love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too. And I get busted out like by my own kids by that. Why do you have so many tabs open? Like one of my kids is like very synced with what she's doing on her computer and has like one or two tabs open, always cleans it up. You know, the other one, my son, he's like me. He's like got so many tabs, you can't even see them all. You know, you got to go to like a whole nother set on your computer to find them. So, yep, glad to know we've got that in common as well. Okay, moving on. Safety dance, more on that later.
Right. And I try to be somewhat organized. I actually have two Chrome browser windows open with all the tabs and they're so small you can only see the pictures on them. Yeah. I know somebody who actually has so many desktop icons. They finally just clicked off so you don't show any desktop icons. And I just chuckled one day. I had to go to use their computer. And I'm like, where are your desktop icons? I can't believe you don't have
any.
And they were hiding. And the whole desktop.
It's so shameful. They have to be hiding.
There was not even any screen.
I do it because it like reminds me of what I'm working on. You know, we, as you do, we all wear many hats here and I've got a lot of things going on that I need to be able to kind of multitask throughout what I'm doing. It's not, you know, in some jobs you can't just close the door on something and know you've checked the box and the job's done. That's just not how it works. So to have all the tabs open, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. Like it just kind of, it's like I used to use post-it notes for that. Now I just keep all the tabs open. So I don't know. Either way, it looked a little bit messy, but I get the job done. It's okay.
What?
So,
well, and they make the sticky dance notes for Windows that you can actually have right up on your computer. I gave up on that. I had too many of those open too.
You know, I had too many of everything going on that I was just like, what am I even doing? And like, I think that was back in the day when there was, you know, you had a desktop computer, right? So you had a screen that was always, it was bigger and it was always there. You weren't shutting it and leaving with it, which I often do with my laptop. So that's what sticky notes don't work for me anymore. And I work in a lot of different locations as you do too, right? We don't just like have one place. So
I have like four different places that I work out of and I'd lose them. That's what ultimately comes down to. And I never shut my laptop down. I know any of my former coworkers in my other job that are listening are just kind of laughing right now because that was always my thing. Make sure you shut your computer down. Make sure you restart your computer. Here's me undocking it, throwing it in my backpack with it still on. Yeah, not the right way to do it. We'll just leave it
in. Oh my gosh, the IT guy, the IT warning. Beep, 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 beep. It's falling quickly by the wayside. Radio ruins the IT star. Jeez, oh my God. What are we going to do about that?
Yeah, I don't always practice what I preach. And I know Wendy will pop her head around any second and just kind of give me a goofy look. I just got called a slacker from the other room. So, yeah, I am.
My goodness. Way to go, Wendy, on a Friday. I love it.
Oh, yeah, we keep it real here. There's no question about it. The way that if anyone's ever heard her and I on the air together, yes, that is how we are in real life. There's no sugarcoating it whatsoever. One of these Sunday nights, her and I'll do a little bit of a on-air shift together because I'm on from 4 to 8 p.m. on for Sunday nights. She's on from 8 to midnight, so we may have a little bit of overlap some night, and we may have a little bit of fun with that.
I will. Yeah, you let us know. Keep us tuned in here on the morning show of when, especially like a Friday morning. It is morning. On Friday morning, let us know what's going to be happening on a Sunday night if that's coming up so we can all make sure to kind of put that in our weekend plans. Because there's a lot you can learn about people when you listen to them on air and what's happening there in the interrelations, right? Like,
it'll be fun to hear. Sure. So we have quite a bit going on today, Emily. First off, as a reminder, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, know someone that is, 608-355-9970. We'll make sure we get those on air. I do keep an eye on our text line yesterday, so, and we'll continue to do that today. So if you are celebrating or know someone that is, you need to text us in. We'll be doing those right around 7:40 this morning. So we're going to be updating our timing a little bit as we do some things on the morning show to kind of get things back in to where we're supposed to be doing them. So that's what we're working on now. So 7:40, birthdays and anniversaries. Also, we talked about this yesterday. If you want the Max FM holiday Christmas card with our lovely mugs on it, you need to text us Christmas card 608-355-9970 with your name and address, and we will send you a Max FM holiday card in December. Emily and I are doing our photo shoot for that in a week, and it's going to be a fun Christmas card. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun Christmas card. And just like keep in mind what Dave just went through as far as seeing our mugs on it, he means our faces. Like, you're not going to see coffee cups on the Christmas card with our faces on the coffee cups or receiving coffee cups. I just wanted to remind people, mug no is a good old way to talk about your face. So, yeah, yes. We're probably going to be doing some goofy antics and different kinds of silly things that on the photo shoot. So who knows what the card's going to end up looking like, but it'll be funny. We hope it brings a smile to your face. That is what our job is. So, yeah, quick use the, and I'll just plug the app as always. Go to the Civic Media app on your phone. You can get it from the Google Play Store or the App Store, depending on what kind of phone you use. Search up Civic Media. It'll pop right up, and then it opens up, and there is several different stations of all the Civic Media stations that are in our radio group. And then go ahead and scroll on down till you see the 99.7 Max FM mouse, a literal actual mouse, not like a computer
mouse.
And then click on that guy. Use your phone with your touchscreen on that. Click on that guy. It'll open up to our station. At the bottom, you will an opportunity to press chat and or text, and you press that, and then you can also get yourself taken to the cool places. So it's a really great user friendly app. You can chat us up right through that. Hit Christmas card address and name, and you will receive a Christmas card with our goofy faces on it this December. And then also, real quick plug, I know we got to roll quick, but just wanted to remind everybody, a week from today is the Wine Walk downtown Baraboo. Starts at 6 p.m. There's a lot of cool businesses on the stops. Come by and see us at the Great Day Building. It's also the 99.7 Max FM radio station. Come visit. I'm going to have chili out. So that's something to look forward to. And then support your businesses down there. Saturday's the Christmas market. Support your businesses for that. I believe the hours on that, correct me if I'm wrong, are like 11-ish, I feel like, until like 2 or 3. I think that sounds about right. It's daytime. And then, of course, the Lights Parade starts at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Don't miss that. I'm so excited. We're going to be doing some decorating, I think, today outside. We're going to give it a shot, see what we can do with the building. So getting into the spirit.
Yes, we are. And so that is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be broadcasting the Baraboo Light Parade right from downtown Baraboo, 3rd and Oak. We will stream that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. And that is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. And then we will also be partnering up with Baraboo Broadcasting, and we'll show it on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43 for those that want to watch that on TV. And that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Tune in to that. So a couple of things we have going on real quick before I forget this morning. Right around 7:30, we're going to have Shannon Howley in, and she's going to be talking to us about a change at the Beyond Blessed Pantry. And this is something very important. I want everyone to make sure you're listening, whatever you're doing. I kind of want you to stop. We need your help, and she is going to ask you for a huge lift. And this is something that's very important as part of our community, and not just for Baraboo. This serves other areas like Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, basically a five county area. So I want everyone to tune in about 10 minutes for that. So that's our very serious thing in the morning. I just want everyone to be ready for that. This morning,
yes, so this
at 8:30.
What Dave was mentioning yesterday, by the way. Sorry to interrupt you, Dave. Just the breaking news that we kind of didn't know too much about yesterday, we wanted y'all to pay attention to. That's what this is about. So, yeah. So tune into that in about 10 minutes, please. It's super important for the community. Thanks.
You bet. Nope. It is important, and that's why we're talking about it now. And then at 8:30, we're going to have Hanging with Havo and Maddie. They're going to talk about the upcoming Packer game against the Bears. Now, that's going to be an interesting game, and I don't even know what they're going to say. I will maybe get into my prediction a little bit later. And then we're going to do something a little different this morning. This is something that was in the works as of yesterday. We are going to have an interview with Tom Sharp from Mannheim Steamroller. Live interview at 9:15. 14 this morning. So that's going to be something that's very different, something we don't normally do. And we're looking forward to that. We got all the details worked out late last night, early into the morning, and we will be doing that. So that is the plan.
That is so exciting, Dave. I can't wait to hear that. That's just so cool. Dave just got the word yesterday that this might happen, and it happened already. And I think there's a little bit of excitement about that in Dave's Friday heart. So let's just look forward to that. And I don't know. This is more music morning, so we better kind of do that.
Yeah.
Maybe some music?
Yeah, we probably should. That's what we're here for, after all. So it is More Music Mornings with Emily and Dave on Max FM.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC child and adolescent psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things, seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
It's a pizza party with the Dave Potter Blues Band this Thursday evening, November 14th, from 6 to 8 at Kona Michi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. Enjoy a slice of Mamma Mia's house-made pie while you listen to some down-home bluesy tunes. The Pizza and Potter experience is just $25. Enjoy a pizza buffet with salad and charcuterie and a house drink. Pizza, Potter, Pino, who could ask for more? Kona Michi Craft Bar is located in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with the exceptional music and art.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The NFL's oldest rivalry is set to kick off on Sunday in Chicago, where the 4-5 Bears host the 6-3 Packers. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Safety Evan Williams says he's had an opportunity to get educated on the rivalry this week.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, you try to get, just a piece of the history, try to feel, those emotions going into the game. I was actually talking to Leroy Butler the other day. I had dinner with him, and he was kind of filling me in on just like, all the rivalry, how far back it goes, and just the intensity that you feel on a field.
Saquon Barkley rushed for 146 yards and 2 touchdowns to lead the Eagles to a 26-18 win over Washington to kick off week 11 of the NFL season last night. Phillies won 6 straight. They improved to 8-2. Football Badgers have 3 games left and need 1 win to become bowl eligible. First up, a date with number 1 ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall. 6 ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team swept USC last night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
So
99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joined by Shannon Holly from the Beyond Blessed Pantry. Shannon, what does the Beyond Blessed Pantry do?
Hi, Dave. We are a community food pantry. Goal is to serve, not judge, in feeding our neighbors.
How long have you been at your current location?
We've been at our current location for almost 5 years.
Shannon, how many families do you serve?
So prior to the last 2 weeks, I would have told you we were averaging between 675 households to 700 households. And currently, the last couple weeks, we've been over 775 households.
How is Beyond Blessed Pantry different from other food pantries?
The main reason that we're different from other food pantries is that we do not have any residency restrictions, so we serve all the surrounding communities. And the second thing is we don't care if people come more than once a month. If they need the food, we have the food and we share.
Now, the reason that you're with us today, Shannon, is you need to find a new location starting in 2025. What size of space do you need?
So in a perfect world, if everything worked out like I would like, we need at least 15,000 square feet. We need to have dock access, and we need to have a parking area because we generally have a very long line every time we serve. With all that being said, at this point, we just need a space to move to, and a space that would be anywhere from 5,000 to 6,000 square feet we could at least operate out of and work out the rest of the details as we go.
Do you have any other sort of requirements or concerns as you try to find a new location?
The biggest thing is making sure that there's enough electricity to run the equipment that we have. And then I do have an outdoor walk-in cooler and or freezer. I have both. So we would need space for that as well, whether it be inside the building or outside the building. It can go inside the building. It just needs to have a correct cement floor to sit on.
Now, I'm going to ask you the tough question. What happens if you do not find a place to go?
So the short answer is we close. If you don't have a building, you can't serve people. So while our main goal is feeding people, you need to have bricks and mortar to do that from. We have a lot of warehouse product. We have a lot of things that come in on a weekly basis that need coolers and freezers. You need to have the space to put that. So if we run out of the building space, we run out of opportunity to serve the community.
So you definitely need a place to go, and that needs to happen now. We need help right now in finding a new location for the Beyond Blessed Pantry. If people need to get in contact with you and want to help you find a location, what is the best way for them to contact you?
They can go through our website at bbpantry.org. They can also go to info@bbpantry.org and send an email direct.
So you can send an email, you can go right to the website, and you need this space now. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is something we need to have happen right away. So I encourage all of our listeners today, if you know of a space that Beyond Blessed Pantry can go, please get a hold of them right away. This is something that's so important to our community. They are out there every Wednesday night helping people out. And again, this is not just people in Baraboo. This is people from all over the five-county area. And it's something that is very much needed in this area, obviously, because you see everyone out there every Wednesday night. Right, Shannon?
Correct. And I think, you know, just to let people know, obviously, Baraboo and Sauk County is our highest population of people that we serve. The only thing that we ask for is a zip code. So when we say that there's a five-county area, that's our main concentration. But what a lot of people don't know is we've actually touched 24 counties in the state of Wisconsin.
That is a lot of counties. That is a lot of people that are helped. And that's why this is so important today that they find a new location. And Shannon, you have to have this figured out by the end of the year. Is that correct?
We need to be moving in January. Our lease officially is done at the end of January, so we need to move during January to get everything moved and set back up for operation.
Now, if you're able to help, please get a hold of them as soon as possible. I will make sure I have Shannon's contact information at the studio. But again, Shannon, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
info@bbpantry.org, or they could call the pantry phone. Some people, if that's easier to make a phone call, that number is 608-844-0052.
Shannon, is there anything you'd like to add while you're here with me today?
Well, I went into this endeavor saying that I was going to trust that the Lord was going to work it out, and I'm going to stick at that today, too.
Okay, thank you so much, Shannon. We appreciate you being here. This is not something easy to talk about, and everyone, please, again, pay attention. If there's a building in this area that will work for them, please get a hold of them. They need at least 5,000 to 6,000 square feet to make this happen. We need to make this happen as soon as possible. This is not something that can wait. So please reach out to them right away. I will have their contact information if you did not catch it. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Good morning. Welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a drop-off day for our next farm consignment auction. We're accepting items at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, trailers, vehicles, ATVs, and lawn and garden items, and much more. Again, that's a drop-off day at our Reedsburg auction facility from 8 a.m. until next week. On Wednesday, we have a drop-off day for our next Hillsboro consignment auction at our new Hillsboro yard. It's from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Also at this auction, we're accepting farm machinery and construction equipment related items. You can view our website for more details at gavinbros.com. Wednesday, we also have a real estate auction open house from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Vacant land in the town of Arena. Very nice hunting parcel. More details can be found at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Some clouds, maybe even a little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today. Our high 53 this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy, 55. But it does get colder with rain next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. As a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday, anniversary, or know someone is,
Text those in now, 608-355-9970. We'll be talking about those after Brian Adams on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:41 on Friday morning. We're going to be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. As a reminder, if you are celebrating today, please text us in now, 608-355-9970. Emily, you and I are going to look through the celebrity birthday and anniversary list and do our best to pare down this big weekend list.
It is. I don't know why November 15th is a day that a lot of people were born. Sometimes it's funny when you have like if in your life, if you know a whole bunch of people that are born on the same day or around the same time, you go kind of backtrack 9 months and be like, what was going on in the world 9 months before that everybody is born on this day? Like, it's, you know, in this area, usually you can backtrack to winter and that's 9 months later. Yep. So anyhow, yep. Enough said. I think we can all do the math on what that means. So, yep. All right. So let's see. I'm trying to see the ones if I, you know, recognize here. Okay, Winston Duke, happy birthday, is 38 today. Winston played M'Baku in the Black Panther movies and Lupita's husband in Us. Who else do we have here? Sofia DiMartino is 41, played Sylvie on Loki. I think they're talking about Loki, the series, which I thought was fantastic. I really liked that. Who else? Oh, you can hit up the NCIS person because that's your
yeah. Sean Murray is 47. He's Tim McGee on NCIS, and or one of the original cast members that is the only one left on the show now. That show has seen quite a bit of change in all the years that it's been on there, and he's the last of the original cast. Let's see. We have Chad Kroger from Nickelback is 50. Johnny Lee Miller, 52, from Sherlock Holmes Elementary. Wow, there are a lot of birthdays on this list.
Yeah, and we got to hit up. We got to do Saturday and Sunday, too. So I'm going to do two lady birthdays that I just, both of these females are just hands down incredibly talented. First of all, changed my life. Beverly D'Angelo, 73. Obviously, she played Ellen Griswold in the Vacation movies. She yep. was also, which I mean, I don't think I need to even say anything else about that. Her character was just emulated the 80s so well. I mean, and she, I love the way that she would kind of tease him and also really appreciate how nut jobby he was and like give him love for that too. Like she was just kind of like, all right, okay, all the time. And, you know, having kind of a nut jobby husband, I appreciate that because I was really well on the Vacation movie.
So co-host.
Happy birthday to Beverly D'Angelo. And then the other one a little bit down the line is Petula Clark is 92. She is still kicking it. Obviously, she sang the 1964's hit Downtown, which is such a great song. I wish you could get that on the playlist maybe on Saturday morning.
Exactly. One more I'm going to touch on from today is Sam Waterston is 84. He is D.A. Jack McCoy on Law and Order, so 84 years old today. We're going to shift over to the Saturday birthday list, Emily, and look at our celebrity birthdays for Saturday, November 16th. We have Jack Champion is 20, Spider and Avatar. Noah Gray Cabby is 29, Mike on Heroes. There's a lot of birthdays here. And
so many. A couple of, let's see, Lisa Bonet, I mean, hands down, wonderful, wonderful actor. Obviously, she played Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. What's another one? Martha Plimpton, 54. She played Steph from The Goonies. Oh, my gosh. If you haven't seen The Goonies, just please see it. Enough
right.
said. Such a great movie. I think I'm due. I haven't seen it in about a decade, and I'm ready. I watched it with my kids, I think, so maybe it's within this decade. But Goonies is just – it holds true. Some of those 80s movies, you kind of see them and you cringe because there's some stuff in there that you're like, ooh, yeah, that's not okay that they're doing that. But you didn't realize it in the 80s and 90s. That one holds true. That one is just fine. And then a sports reference, Dwight Gooden is 60, retired baseball pitcher. Let's see.
We have Marge Hellenberger. She is 60. She was Catherine Willows on CSI. Terry Labonte, 68, retired NASCAR driver and now NASCAR commentator. So we have...
Nice segue for him.
Yeah, it
keep
was.
Keep on doing your job, but do it from the seat rather than the hot seat, as you will.
Right. I would rather be in the booth in that case.
Right. Okay, so switching to Sunday. Let's see here. Sunday the 17th.
Isaac Hansen is 44,
ones.
And not Isaac Hansen that I know. This is the eldest Hansen, and we know the biggest hit. Mm-bop.
That's a hard one to sing, but I think you hit it right on the head. That was pretty good. Let's see. Who? Oh, Daisy Fuentes, MTV's first Latin VJ. She is 58 today. Daisy was an icon. I love Daisy Fuentes. I really appreciate Daisy. And then another icon, RuPaul, 64 today. RuPaul is still out there killing it in every avenue of the way that RuPaul can be seen and entertain you. So happy birthday to all those folks. Oh, here's a big one. Sorry, but Danny DeVito is 80 today. That's such
right?
a big birthday. And he's also still out there killing in the world of entertainment. So happy birthday, Danny DeVito. He's one of my faves.
Well, we have Ronnie DeVoe, 57, from New Edition, and Belle Biv DeVoe. You know what that means, Emily. I'm going to mess with the playlist.
Belle Biv DeVoe. You know what? I'm going to dedicate it to Martin Scorsese is 82. So we're going to dedicate Belle Biv DeVoe to happy birthday to Martin Scorsese, because I'm sure Belle Biv DeVoe is one of his favorite groups from back in the day.
That is kind of cool. So if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, we want to wish you a happy birthday and happy anniversary. It is going to be a great weekend to celebrate, as we've heard the weather is going to be decent this weekend. So, you know, get out and enjoy this great weather. It's, you know, November, middle of November, and we're talking highs in the 50s this weekend, Emily. I want to be outside weekend.
I know. I want to be outside. There's some people I knew who were talking about trying to hit up the Baraboo Country Club golf course this weekend for the last – this is the last weekend, right? So today, tomorrow, and Sunday? Yeah.
Yep.
So I've talked to some folks, not me, I'm not a golfer really, about trying to do that. And just, I think the weather is going to be amenable to that. So if you have a free couple of hours, I would say go over there and see who's out there doing the last weekend there too. That would be fun.
It definitely will be. And so what we're going to do, Emily, you'll be back with me at 8:10. We're going to talk about an insurance scam. This one I saw last night. We have to talk about it. The creativity that went into this one is absolutely crazy. So,
I mean, I don't condone any con artists or scam artists out there, but you do have to say, like, nowadays, like, there's some really creative stuff going on. It's just like, if you put that kind of creativity and that mental power into, like, good work, you'd be doing great. But whatever. We'll just laugh about it in the morning because it is what it is.
Yeah, we're going to make fun of this one. So that'll be coming up right after 8:10. And as promised, coming up next, we're going to have Belle Biv DeVoe with Poison on Max FM.
Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Discounted admission to the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Casino Convention Center. Listen to various speakers on nutrition or herbalism. Enjoy workshops involving sound healing and yoga. Connect with wellness vendors and sign up for raffle prizes. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $30 admission certificate for just $15. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Spider-Man and freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Div?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so
deadly
when love is not together from the heart.
Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her.
Wrong move, you're dead.
That girl is
you, I'd say for caution
before I step to meet my girl, you know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing in the world. She's so
fly,
she'll drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming, she'll make you think you're dreaming, you'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, demon.
Poison, deadly, moving it slow, looking for a mellow fellow like DeVoe, getting paid, laid
so better lay low. Scheming on Hoss money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning with you, but I know she's a loser.
How did you know?
Me and a crew used to do her.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yo no soy marinero. Yo no...
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.